Water and spirit. What in the world is this about? What is Jesus talking about? Ashley preached the early service this morning, and I thought, my goodness, she's read my notes, or did I read hers? It's almost as if we looked at this passage and thought, how do you explain water and spirit? How do you deal with being born from above? Or in that old language of the church, how do you explain being born again, this water and spirit thing? What does it mean? What's it about? And this morning in the early service with a baptism, we saw water. We saw the water being poured into the font. We saw the water being lifted by the hand and placed on the head. We heard the words, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And in those words, along with that blessing, may the Holy Spirit move in your life, we hear and see water and spirit. But do we get it? Sometimes I wonder if I get it. This whole thing of being new, of having water and spirit making us new. Now, Jesus confuses Nicodemus and perhaps the rest of us totally when he speaks of being born from above or being born again. It's amazing that we hear those words. At least it's amazing to me. I think it might be to you too. How does that happen? We ask the same question that Nicodemus would ask. How does that happen? What does that mean? Jesus has used that which is so common to all of us, common in birth. There's water involved. Common in what Jesus knows to be coming in his future. The water that gushes from the side while he hangs on the cross. There's water. And then there's spirit. But in all of that, the water is a life-giving water. I tend to use bad analogies. Don't anybody agree with me? He's not here, is he? But how many of you know the name of the group, the Sons of the Pioneers? Anybody know that? Well, y'all are all old, aren't you? The Sons of the Pioneers had that wonderful song. Their harmonies were amazing, that Western style with those harmonies that they had. By the way, there was a man named Sly who sang with them. He later became Roy Rogers. Another man named Curtis sang with them. He later became Festus. So they were a famous group, and they gave birth to a lot of different people. But one of their songs was Cool, Clear Water. And being in the desert and wanting cool, clear water, life-giving water. That's what Jesus is talking about here. It's the life-giving water of the mother's womb. It's the life-giving water of the cool, clear springs. It's the life-giving water of baptism. Water. But for Jesus, there's more to it than just that. There's the life-giving water, but there's also that life-giving spirit. You must be born from above. You must be born again to experience the kingdom of God. And so as you experience that, you need to understand that it is God's Spirit Himself that comes upon you. Jesus experienced it in His own baptism. He goes into that life-giving water on behalf of all the people, the nation of Israel, and all of us, and He comes up out of that water, and it is the Spirit who confirms who He is. And it's the Spirit who confirms you and me as we know that life-giving water. It's the Spirit who comes upon us and comes within us. take a moment and turn with me in your hymnal . Look on page 36 of your hymnal. You see there the thanksgiving over the water of baptism. Almost down to the bottom of the page, in the regular type, hear these words. Read along. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and those who receive it, to wash away their sin, and clothe them in righteousness throughout their lives, that dying and being raised with Christ, they may share in His final victory. Pour out your Spirit and bless this gift of water and those who will receive it. Most of us in this room have received the gift of baptism, the gift of water, and the gift of God's Spirit. Hear those words that are said, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may be a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ. The life-giving water and Spirit that Jesus speaks of in this passage, that He talks to Nicodemus about, that Nicodemus is so confused about, is also the water and Spirit that He speaks to us about, and that at times can confuse us. And yet there it is. There it is for us. Sometimes I think we do need to hear those words with the understanding that they are a part of the mystery of faith. We don't always get it. We don't always understand everything that is intended for us, but through that mystery of faith, we trust God. And in our trust is our salvation in Him. And indeed, that's what that word believe means in this passage. For God so loved the world that those who trust in Him will be saved, will be made whole, will be made well in Him, in the Spirit that He gives. By water and the Spirit, you and I can know the wholeness, the wellness of God. Oh, to be sure, it doesn't mean that we get miraculously healed of every disease, but it does mean that we're made whole and that in Him there is wellness. For those who trust, this can be so. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son so that everyone who trusts in Him may not perish, but have that life that is now and always. For indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be made whole in His Spirit. Water and Spirit. Don't always understand it. Don't always get exactly what it means. But I trust God. And in the trust, there is the knowledge that something different has happened. And I'm reborn. Thanks be to God that new birth can take place for all. For that is God's intent, that all would trust. Let's pray. Oh God, may we come to you in this time. May we open our lives to you, and may our trust be in you. And may we know that your best is intended for all. In Christ's name, amen. We're going to stand to sing.